Welcome in to Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. I'm Bill Pollack. Today you'll hear from an award-winning barbecue champion from Lee's Summit. Always fitting to talk barbecue around the 4th of July. You'll meet our newest justice of the Missouri Supreme Court, Robin Ransom. And our state is now seeing a surge in COVID-19 cases, but not the COVID-19 we have dealt with over the past year. This strain, they say, is a bit stronger and more contagious. Northwest and Southwest Missouri seeing more of what they call the Delta variant, prompting health officials in Greene County to hold a press conference last week, urging people statewide to get vaccinated. Kendra Finley of the Greene County Health Department explained the symptoms.
There are a difference in the symptoms. Most of the cases start off with a headache versus maybe the fever, and you're not seeing as much of the loss of taste and smell in the variant as you were in the original COVID. You are seeing more severe cases with the variant. More hospitalizations, and maybe a lower age demographic with the Delta variant.
Talking about the new strain in Missouri, Ashley Bird spoke with Adam Crumbliss, the Missouri Health Department's Director of Community and Public Health.
I want to first start off with, how would you describe the Delta variant? It has nothing to do with coming from the Delta. It's actually, what, a fourth generation? Or can you explain what it is and how it might be a little different?
The World Health Organization has been working to implement a new naming convention for the way that they're targeting the names of the different variants associated with COVID. The Delta variant, up until recently, would have been known as the India variant because that is the place where it was first located and spreading. So, in essence, it's just when they relate to the Delta variant, they're talking about the variant of the COVID-19 virus that has started really transmission in India first when it was discovered. Much like the UK variant or the original variants that we would have seen, that is why they call it the Delta variant. It's simply just the World Health Organization is trying to find new naming conventions for all the different variants that are out there.
And it looks a little different. It reacts a little differently. Can you tell us about that?
So the data that we're seeing does demonstrate that it has the capacity compared to the original U.S. Vision of what we had seen and then also in the U.K. variant. It does seem to be more transmissible more quickly, which means that it does have the ability nationally to grab hold and spread more quickly, with infection continuing to move. One of the things that I would say, just to help benchmark for everybody, for the bulk of the last several months, the United Kingdom variant had been the predominant variant in the United States and really worldwide, to the point that the CDC had really up until mid-April, I want to say the April 18th timeframe, they actually stopped tracking the daily variant reporting on their website just simply because the UK variant had taken such hold. As the data is now showing, there's really kind of a transition away from the UK variant as being the most predominant and prevalent variant in the United States, and it's beginning to shift toward this Delta variant or India variant, with Dr. Fauci indicating yesterday evening that more than 20% of cases in the United States across the nation are now being seen as the Delta variant. The latest data in Missouri demonstrates consistency with that. We're right around the 26% mark. So we're seeing similar shifts and patterns in the Delta variant in Missouri as what we are seeing nationally.
And national eyes are on Missouri right now because we've seen a surge. And as we heard in Springfield, the predominant strain is the Delta variant. With eyes on Missouri, what is Missouri, what is the state doing about this new variant and the state health department?
Yeah, so a few things I would highlight there. First of all, in working with CDC, the number one thing that we would want to highlight for all Missourians is that the clinical treatment associated with the Delta variant is the same as it would be for the UK variant or any of the other variants that are out there. And so as CDC has provided us guidance for how to treat and deal with the variants, they've essentially indicated that from a clinical perspective, it is the same viewpoint for the treatment of the virus. Recognizing that, one of the things that DHSS had recently done was we launched a statewide campaign to improve vaccine efficacy and uptake throughout the state of Missouri. The premier and preeminent way that we will see the COVID virus, irrespective of which variant we're talking about, really continue to decline in the U.S. and in the state of Missouri, it's really through enhanced vaccination uptake. And so we need more Missourians to continue to get vaccinated. Those that have initiated, we need to ensure that they continue and get that second shot. And then also we urge individuals to really follow through on those precautionary guidelines, such as social distancing at 6 feet, masking where appropriate, and then also ensuring that if someone is sick, that they stay away from others, or if you see someone that is sick, you stay away from that individual as well. It really comes back to these basic components of public health time and time again, also including hand washing. And those are the first things that I think from a public health prescriptive standpoint we need to be aware of, is that the clinical nature is very much the same across all the variants, meaning that specifically those same countermeasures that we have asked Missourians to use previously are the same ventures that we would ask them to engage in now. As we've been moving through in the last few weeks, we have engaged a statewide vaccine uptake campaign to really help provide more information based on facts and data to help really make sure everybody understands that the vaccine is safe, that it is a good choice of vaccine, and it is, most importantly, something that has been tested, has been engaged, and really in the process of trying to move the vaccine to the market. There has been hesitation about whether or not it was moved too quickly, and really what I would say on that process is the same rigor of testing and standard of controls was in place, but really what the administrations previously had done were aimed at eliminating a lot of the red tape barriers that would get in the way of some of the vaccine testing previously. And so we do want to continue to urge Missourians that getting the vaccine is safe and that it is the most effective way to prevent transmission of COVID in the state of Missouri.
We're talking to Dr. Adam Crumbliss, who's the director of the Division of Community and Public Health for the Department of Health and Senior Services in Missouri. Adam, we have sort of hit a plateau, though, haven't we? This Delta variant is also hitting younger age group, mid to late 20s, where they looks like they're not interested in getting the vaccine, or a wait and see attitude. Have we hit that kind of a plateau?
So I think there's a couple of things to highlight here, especially as it relates to youth. One of the good things that we are seeing in that category of 12 to 15 years of age is that once the vaccine of Pfizer was available for individuals in that age category, we've really seen kind of a marked uptick in vaccines very quickly in that age range. And I think that's a recognition of the fact that there are youth that are out there willing to get the vaccine. When you look from that 16 to 24 category, certainly there is a transmissibility that goes along with that population because they are more mobile. They have the capacity to be more engaged in social interactions and activities. But then also at that age, naturally, many children or many young adults find that they're in the best health of their life, and so they don't feel like they're susceptible or vulnerable to COVID at this point. And so we are continuing to work both with the Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development here at the state level, as well as partnering with other education groups, and then working to really provide more information in a targeted way to help continue to provide more information for those younger adults, because we do need them to get vaccinated. The Delta variant does seem to have the capability to get into that population more readily, similar to what you would see with the normal flu every year. And so that's one of the things that we certainly are encouraging uptake in those individuals at that age range, simply because their lifestyle does tend to make it more transmissible much more quickly.
And am I correct? It's 60% more contagious than that UK variant, right? And it's putting people in the hospital.
So it is putting people back into Missouri's hospitals and hospitals nationwide. We are seeing uptake in those populations. Predominantly what the data seems to be indicating at this point in time is folks in younger age categories than previously experienced that had really stretched and tested the healthcare system when we first got into the COVID environment. And so those are continuing to be changing dynamics, but we are seeing more hospitalizations in those younger age ranges at this point in time. And that's also partially because when you look at the detail of the vaccinations that have been completed in the state of Missouri, those at the upper generational ages are really at the highest percentage of completion. And then as you get into younger generations throughout the age curve, you see that uptake of vaccine continues to come down and then level off. And so that's where we really do see the need for enhanced education for those individuals in that younger age category.
Ashley Bird speaking with Adam Crumbliss of the Missouri Department of Health and Human Services. We'll have the second part of that interview tomorrow right here on Show Me Today.